Soviet agriculture was subject to large-scale production standards. Almost all arable land was in the hands of the state and was cultivated by collective farms, state farms and collective farms. One family, individual, could own up to 0.2 hectares of arable land. In this so-called 200ths, vegetables were usually grown for their own consumption. Anyone who had animals had to get a separate permit from the collectives on what roadsides and remote places they could make hay. A lot depended on personal relationships and acquaintances. Throughout the Soviet era, it was common for these small single-family gardens and hay were reared and mowed by farm tractors, but this help came with obstacles. Either were the machines too big for the small garden land, or the family could not reach an agreement with tractor drivers, or were the machines busy with other work or just broken down. The spring, summer and autumn bargains with tractor drivers about cultivating their garden and mowing cows' hay may have been quite annoying, but this was mostly the case with personal gardening and animal husbandry. The most entrepreneurial people, who were mostly familiar with mechanics and machine repairs, built small tractors out of the parts available in the household. These unique two- and four-wheeled machines helped families plan and carry out gardening more independently. Although there would have been market demand for the serial production of small garden tractors, it never grew in the Soviet Union and the Estonian SSR. On the one hand, this was due to the lack of suitable power sources for garden tractors, which was driven by the reluctance of large-scale agricultural plans to develop small tractors in the face of already overloaded and deficient conditions. Thus, despite the potentially very high market demand, the field of small tractors remained a hobby for the technical enthusiasts until the end of the Soviet era. The Estonian Agricultural Museum has mapped out and collected this kind of hobby activity. The result is in front of you.